Sports.
Sports? Y'all talking about sports?
Oh yeah, we talking about sports.
Hello and welcome back to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, and we have a lot to cover today on the Front Range as history is being made right in our backyard. The 5A Women's Soccer State Championship stage is set, and it features our very own Broomfield Eagles. Broomfield earned their way to the state championship game through a grueling overtime win over Columbine. They will be facing Grandview High School on Wednesday, May 25th at 8 p.m. at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, and if Broomfield's overtime win was crazy, Grandview's win was downright insane. Grandview faced off against Valor Christian High School in a game that lasted two overtimes. They played until nearly 11:30 at night Thursday evening, with Grandview eventually breaking the 0-0 tie with a game-winning goal to send them to the championship. Both teams seem to have a flair for the dramatic, and we'll see how it translates into the state championship game. Changing course a bit, I wanted to recognize some of the people that don't often get the recognition that they deserve in the sports world. As consumers, we're so used to being spoon-fed stats and facts about players and teams that we don't often recognize those who go to the links to gather that information. That's why I believe it is important we recognize just how good the University of Colorado Sports Information Department is. The Football Writers Association of America just recognized CU as one of the best 11 sports information departments in the country. This is the sixth year in a row they have been recognized and the ninth time since 2010. Sticking with the University of Colorado, the Buffalo's own Abby Nichols has been named the Pac-12 Women's Track Athlete of the Year. This came after Nichols won two titles in the Pac-12 Championships in the 10,000 and 5,000 meter run. Along with her titles came a Pac-12 and CU record when she set a time of 32 minutes and 27 seconds in the 10,000 meter run. She is Colorado's first ever woman to individually earn the Pac-12 Athlete of the Year award for track. Now, you may not run like Nichols. I know I sure don't. In fact, I bet 99% of Boulder can't. But that's not going to stop them from trying as the world-famous Boulder 10K is getting ready to kick off in just 10 days. On Memorial Day, more than 50,000 people will take to the streets of Boulder and embark on a 10-kilometer journey. They will also be in the company of around 70,000 spectators. The Boulder Boulder was founded in 1979, and it takes runners throughout the town, with the finish line being right in the middle of Folsom Field, where the University of Colorado plays its football games. Professional runners and casual joggers all come around to experience what has become a Boulder tradition. I know I for sure lean on more the casual side of running, which is why I better start training. Y'all can catch me here at the same time next week. You've been listening to Sports Talk with Jimmy for KGNU. I'm your host, Jimmy Searfoss.